Tell me when we'll find out more. When? Then we'll know if we follow on to know the Lord. Let me close with this. I had the privilege, Phyllis and I did, of helping and serving with Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. for years, decades. And what a privilege it was. And having worked in healing school, having worked in the Bible Training Center, worked with him some on the road, we felt released from the school to go, and we had a lot of demand for our ministry. And so I talked to him, and it seemed good to him, and so we did. I resigned from the school, and we're holding meetings, and we're doing other things, and staying very busy. And one day praying, the Lord dealt with me. He said, just because I direct you to do this doesn't mean I released you from helping them. I thought, huh? And we got it straight. We went and found them and talked to them and said, well, can we continue to help them? We don't know how we'll do this, but we will. And so they agreed to it. One of the first meetings, we're back in helping. And I'm used to leading and doing what the Lord is directing me to do. And now, and just like that, I'm following His lead. And I had a little adjustment issue. Now, I don't mean, mentally or emotionally, but let me explain. He called me up and he said, Brother Keith, you got something to fit in here? Sometimes he'd have me sing. Sometimes he'd have me pray for people. Sometimes he'd have me preach. Sometimes he'd just turn the service over, me and other people. And so I sang, got through, turned around, looked at him. He said, that's not it. Talking about the song. I said, okay. He said, you got something else? I said, well, there was a teaching that had come up in me. He said, no, I don't think so. He said, you got another song? So I took off. I sang another song. Sang it real hard, strong. Got through it, turned around. He said, no, that's not it. He said, you got something else? I said, well, I got this teaching. Shouldn't have said it. He'd already told me he didn't think that's what it is. And I don't know if we went through that a third time or not. I don't remember. But anyway, I said, well, he asked me, he said, you got something else? And I said, well, this teaching. He said, well, all right, give it. He went and sat down. Should have been a clue. So I got up. I'm trying to teach. Oh, man. It was wrong. That wasn't what was supposed to be happening. And it was pretty good anointing on the service till I got up. And it just got deader and deader and drier. And I finally sputtered to a close early. And everybody's yawning and wanting to go home. And we all went back to the hotel. I felt so bad. I'd taken the service a wrong direction and messed up the service. Place was packed. People were sitting on the floor. Man, I mean, it was jam-packed. And I went back, and man, the longer the night went, the worse I felt. I thought I'd get in the bathroom by myself and take a bath. And I'm sitting there in the tub, and I just started crying. Tears falling and hitting the water. I thought, God, what is wrong with you? And the man's got 60 years of ministry experience. He told you he didn't think that's what it was, but no. You had to preach your little sermon. Anytime you start doing that and you're hitting yourself over the head, the devil will say, here, use this hammer. And he'll take your little ball peen and give you a sledgehammer. Between you and him, he'll beat your brains out. I finally realized, well, I don't just need to be doing this. I need to talk to him. It's his service that I messed up. So I called him. There's the same hotel, you know. He picked up the phone. I said, Dad? He said, yep. I said, I missed it. He said, I know it. I said, I'm sorry. That's all I know to say. I'm sorry. I just missed it. He interrupted me. He said, it'll be all right. He said, just don't quit me. Just don't leave me. Stay hooked. I was about to bust out crying. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will. And I realized that night, that's the Lord. That's what He says to you. That's His heart. And so many times there are things you don't understand. And maybe you made mistakes or you come short. But that's what He's saying to you, isn't it? Anybody know that's what He's saying to you? What's He saying?
Stay hooked.
Stay hooked. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't leave. Stay hooked. Stay connected. Keep going. Because why? What's going to happen? If you'll keep going, oh, thank God. We had some wonderful times after that. Some amazing times. But what if we quit? What if we, you know, you can get hurt. You can get, you pride. You get embarrassed. Any number of things. But it has to do with fear. Well, I can't do this. Everything I go to do, He says, that ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. He don't even know how to sing. He wouldn't know a G from a D or E minor, you know? That's got nothing to do with it. But you know what I'm talking about. People get attitudes, and a lot of times the reason they get so huffy and they get so annoyed and mad and angry is because they're embarrassed and they're scared. Scared they can't do it. And what will fear do to you? It'll freeze you on your path so you can't go any further. And the path and the plan will keep moving, and the light with it, and it'll just get dark where you are. No, we're not hearers only. And if we mess up, we're not too proud to repent, are we? Are we? I'm talking about you now, huh? No, if we miss it, we just repent. We ask God to forgive us, but we're not doing like that bunch that left Jesus that day. We're not doing like the people that left Paul. We are not doing like the rich young ruler. We are staying hooked. And we are going all the way. Come on, is that right? All the way. Stand up on your feet, everybody.